author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, March 20th, 2014. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And actually, that's not true. I mean, these are very, very dark times. I don't even recognize this country anymore. The United States has become this horrible, horrible monster. This is not the nation I thought I was living in. It's certainly not the nation I was taught I was living in. And it has become very, very dark. And here we are once again looking at a government and a banking system that has brought the nation to the edge of collapse and sees a new world war as their best way out. And millions will, if not billions, will die in this next one if we allow them to go any further on this situation. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, obviously. Pardon me. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, managing the truth hyperdrive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Earlier today, Fox News was again rerunning that story about how Osama bin Laden's son-in-law, who's living very comfortably here in the United States of America, brother-in-law, is still out there saying, oh, yes, that bin Laden admitted to him doing 9/11, even though every video that was ever authenticated as being from bin Laden himself said otherwise. So it's a he said, she said situation, but they're really pounding on this story. They're wagging the terrorists at us really, really hard, and I think we need to start asking why now. It's never just coincidental when things are happening, okay? All right, so we've had people, you know, the pro-war with Russia people are out there. Madeleine Albright was actually out there saying that we shouldn't be wasting our time paying attention to Malaysian Flight 370. We need to be focusing on Russia and Putin and the bad things they're going to do. So we're going to start our show by talking about Malaysian Flight 370. So there, Madeleine, you don't get to decide the show contents here or what we think is important. And I'll admit, I'm starting to get burned out on Flight 370 myself. It's just, you know, it's just gone on way too long, and there's very few facts. The big news today is that satellite images, ostensibly from Digital Globe, and put on that website to crowdsource searching, and apparently they found some floating debris near Australia. They've already sent a ship, actually a commercial car carrier was the first on the scene, and some other aircraft into the area, but they haven't found anything, so they don't know what it is that's in the images. It's pure speculation. They're saying it may be connected to Flight 370, and it may not. If it is connected to Flight 370, then obviously everybody who was saying the plane was in Pakistan or Kyrgyzstan or it's up in Iran is absolutely full of it. At this moment, I'm leaning away from the idea that they've actually found anything substantive there. It's just everybody's desperate for news and nobody has anything to report. So they're holding press conferences to basically say, well, we're still not sure. Well, we kind of already knew that one here. We are seeing, let's see, apparently there was a report over at Lignet.com where a source inside Boeing aircraft declared the missing plane to be in Pakistan. And it does reek of propaganda. And you need to keep in mind that, you know, with Boeing, you know, all buddy-buddy with the official story here, they just yesterday got a clean bill of health on the 787 Dreamliner from the Federal Aviation Administration. The U.S. government just gave them a clean bill of health on an aircraft with a very, very bad reputation for exploding batteries, exploding tires, cracking windscreens, and so forth. So I think there's kind of a little reason to suspect that maybe Boeing got a favor, and in exchange, Boeing is basically going to go along with whatever the official story is on this thing. Another story out here on Before It's News, all eyes on Diego Garcia. And the story primarily is out there to question a theory about Flight 370, which has been heavily promoted all over the net in the last few days. And it's this story where this so-called expert is saying, well, there was obviously an electrical fire on board, and that's what shut off the electricity, and the pilots were overcome, and so forth. Well, there's a couple of problems with that story. The plane had to have landed intact, not crashed, because the engine uplink to satellite data kept on going for hours and hours and hours after the plane could still be in the air from the fuel. And by the way, in case you weren't aware of it, there are full face oxygen masks in the cockpit of these airplanes, primarily to make sure the flight crew is not overcome by smoke in the event of an aircraft fire. So these pilots would have had enough time to say, hey, we're on fire, to somebody on the ground. And it's just more of this trying to explain away the strange circumstances regarding Flight 370. And again, more and more people. I think what is really important here, and we're already seeing the corporate media come and say, no, just pay no attention to those wacko conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing kooks. Rely on us to tell you what's going on, even though they don't actually have any facts about it. And, you know, attacking anybody who's questioning the official story. But it's the sheer volume of people questioning and doubting the official story that is significant. It should send a message to this government and the corporate media. They have lost the war for the minds of America. We are all distrustful of the official story. We're very skeptical of the official story. This is a government which can no longer persuade us or trick us or deceive us into whatever their plans happen to be. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just the newest email I received on this missing flight, evidently an Israeli diplomat had already pointed the finger towards Iran. They're guilty of it already, so.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah, of course, so that's the next thing. And then they're going to try to, of course, force strong-arm us to take action against Iran without any proof whatsoever, do their bidding once again for Israel.
Well, you know, yesterday's show, we had people calling in talking about various ways that aircraft could be used to reinvigorate the war agenda. And one was crash the plane onto the Temple Mount, although why Iran would destroy a Muslim holy site is kind of beyond there. And by the way, as a footnote, none of the Iran airlines use the 777, so just something to keep in mind. I'm still not willing to let go of the idea that this thing is in a chop shop being dismantled and sold for spare parts, because there is a shortage of spare parts for the 777 around the world. And, you know, carefully dismantled and sold off for parts, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay.
Right.
And I'm not ready to let go of that theory, but the more I see things like James Kallstrom being put up on Fox News to reassure us there's no mystery here, and all the other stuff going on, it does feel like this is part of a larger operation. They're certainly keeping the focus on the airplane, like they're prepping us for the 777 to reappear in the sky with somebody else's livery painted on it, you know, crashing into Washington, D.C. or something. And
right.
And so we have to just be aware of that, because the war party, the war hawks, are desperate to get the war going again. Remember what Bill Kristol was saying earlier in the week. Americans need to be rallied and invigorated. We've got Don Rumsfeld on tape actually saying that what we need to get the war agenda going, we need another terror attack. And so they're definitely thinking about that.
Well, yeah, anybody has to just go on the Internet, look at the Project for New American Century, and see that this thing was spelled out in the early 90s. That they wanted to, they had to have something happen, another Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And they point the finger and then certainly go. Take action.
Yeah, I mean, they called it the new catalyzing event. And of course, 9/11 was so long ago, most people, no big deal. We know TSA's never actually caught a real terrorist. We know Al Qaeda is a manufactured propaganda front. And they're not a real opposition group. It's a phony group to wave it. It's like Emmanuel Goldstein from the book 1984.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much here. And we've got another caller, but I'm going to hold till after the commercial break we're coming up on. Over at CNN, and you'd think with their audience numbers plummeting the way they are, they wouldn't do things like this. But apparently CNN's Don Lemon seriously proposed the theory that Flight 370 was swallowed by a black hole. I'm not kidding you. And apparently the same guy came out there and said, maybe we should start hiring psychics to look for the missing plane. CNN has lost their corporate, and they think the independent media is out on the fringe. We'll be back with a phone call after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before we go to the phones here, a little follow-up on CNN. CNN actually had a title card on their coverage of Flight 370 that placed Kuala Lumpur in Indonesia. We've got a screen cap of it at whatreallyhappened.com. Up there in the upper right, you can say Kuala Lumpur, Indonesia. So for the benefit of anybody from CNN who's actually listening to my radio show, Kuala Lumpur is the capital city of Malaysia. might want to keep an eye on that. I mean, this is really the best they can. I mean, look how much money they have over there. And they keep saying the independent media is inaccurate and can't be trusted. Oh, they're going to have CNN wants psychics and black holes and doesn't even know where Kuala Lumpur is. All righty, John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I'm just going to reiterate a report from Russia Today. It's called Rapid Trident. 1,300 NATO troops going to exercise in Ukraine. Now, let's be honest, it's only days since the Ukrainian usurping government pulled out of the CIS, the Confederation of Independent States of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing NATO moving in there with 1,300 troops. I would suggest that the reason this came out so quickly in Russia Today is because that since the breakup of the old Soviet Union, many Russians have gone into the United States, and I would suggest that Mr. Putin, being an ex-intelligence officer, is now receiving everything from the U.S. through various channels. They've infiltrated everywhere. America is totally penetrated. But what's more amazing?
I don't want to get into this, like the Cold War paranoia. I mean, the U.S. was totally penetrated by the NSA before then. What is really interesting about this exercise is they're trying to say this had already been scheduled for a very, very long time. Well, that really doesn't make sense because the government in Kiev has only had the job for a few weeks. And it does sound like this is the U.S. and Great Britain and Ukraine drilling up. Kiev has already basically written off Crimea. They've given up the idea that they can reinvade Crimea by themselves and take it back. But obviously they now have commitments from Great Britain and the United States. They'll send our kids over to deal with this mess, which is all the result of the U.S. Covert overthrow of the elected government in Kiev and the installation of an unelected dictatorship. And again, this is a pattern the U.S. has repeated dozens and dozens of times, and it's not always successful. And it blew up in their face, and now they're trying to just, figure out some way to make it seem like it's somebody else's fault.
Well, what I notice also, Michael, is that the Kiev government doesn't trust its military. It's now incorporated all these rebel thugs that were fighting against the overthrown government into a militia because they can't trust their own military to go down to Crimea and sort things out.
A lot of them have very divided sympathies. A lot of them already quit and went down to Crimea, including the former head of Ukraine's Navy went down there. And, they don't have confidence in their own military. It's kind of the same situation Washington, D.C. is facing with our own military after all the abusive treatment and the very obvious sending them into wars of conquest and certainly the disreputable way the veterans are being treated when they come home, lack of support, lack of medical care, demonizing them all as mentally ill, trying to remove their Second Amendment rights. Our rank and file military have got serious misgivings about the U.S. government, so certainly Kiev is
close
to that, too.
Not only that, but the sacking of all these senior officers in the U.S. military. I mean, on trumped up ridiculous charges.
Yeah, it's a purge. It's a purge, is what it is.
It's a purge, yeah. But, I mean, my advice to Russia is to hold an exercise in the east of Ukraine to. With their friendly forces.
I think they already are. I think they already are. everyone's rattling their sabers as hard as they can here. John, going to let you go here. I want to finish up at Flight 370, and then, we're going to be talking about the Ukraine and what's going on over there. There is a story from before it's news. Remember we had the situation where multiple witnesses in the Maldives claimed to have seen Malaysian Flight 370 over their islands flying due south, which would be toward Diego Garcia. And a good reason to suspect that Flight 370 did not land in any of the airports in the Maldives is because if you look at them in Google Earth, none of them have a hangar where the plane can be concealed. Now, it's possible the plane landed on one of these long runways to be refueled to go someplace else, which would indicate a large-scale organized operation and not just one pilot going kooky and stealing the plane for a joyride. But this latest report out of Blacklisted News, remember, yesterday, Malaysia dismissed those eyewitness reports in the Maldives, saying, oh, they're completely untrue, they're completely untrue. And now this story is saying that basically the U.S. ordered the government of Malaysia to say the story was not true. So this thing is just getting stickier and stickier as time goes on. Another story coming out of IntelliHub, where apparently some of the family members of the missing passengers, they're being kept in a hotel away from the media because they're not happy with what's going on. They think there's a cover-up, and apparently they're not being allowed to leave the hotel. They're being kept in isolation. Literally being, they're describing as being imprisoned in this hotel. And apparently some of them managed to get outside and they burst into a press conference just screaming out that the Malaysian authorities are keeping them incommunicado. So this thing is just deteriorating rapidly. And every time they do something like this, it only reinforces the suspicion that something is going on and there is some kind of cover up. And this is just part of a gigantic propaganda exercise. They're keeping Flight 370 in everybody's mind. Where is it? Where is it? Until it pops out someplace as part of a false flag terror attack. All righty, let's see. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the government in Kiev has basically conceded they cannot by themselves retake Crimea. They've ordered the rest of the military who are loyal to Ukraine, to the new government in Kiev, to leave Crimea, and I understand that both of them did already. According to Russia Today, Obama at this point is ruling out U.S. military involvement in Ukraine. But, of course, that can change in a heartbeat if there is a provocation or the appearance of a provocation. So Obama's making the right noises, and he may be thinking in terms of the November elections and realizing that people opposed to war are going to start voting against the pro-war Republicans, and that the appearance of peace in Ukraine might counter the negative effects coming out of Obamacare. So he's playing politics with this whole situation. Let's see. Interestingly enough, at one of the White House press conferences, there was a White House spokesperson claimed Russia shot first during the recent incident in Crimea that resulted in a death, two deaths near a military facility. But when reporters asked her to back up the allegations with any kind of facts, she said it's just time to move on. So, I mean, they're just lying at every opportunity, and if you call them on it, they just, it's time to move on here. Now, a far more worrying situation, this is coming out of Market Watch, is that Obama has issued a statement that the U.S. is preparing broad sanctions on Russia. In other words, sanctions not just against a few individuals, but against entire sectors of the Russian economy. This is going to destroy the U.S. economy and probably Europe with it, because Russia's economy is very solid. The ruble is very solid. It's backed up by strong manufacturing and agricultural exports. When we come back, more about the president boarding Petard 1.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore.
Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're looking at all these reports about how Obama is preparing new broad sanctions on Russia, wide scale, targeting the Russian economy. And it is a very foolish thing for him to be doing. And apparently today they've added another 20 Russian officials and businessmen, and apparently one bank. The indications are on this measure that they're talking about sanctions against the entire Russian energy economy, mining, defense, and engineering sectors. And this is extraordinarily foolish, because all Russia needs to do is stop using the U.S. dollar and dump their U.S. treasuries on the market at rock-bottom prices. China will probably follow suit. So will India. All of BRICS may follow suit, and that will trigger the panic. And we've had all these economic experts around the world saying a spiraling war of sanctions is going to cause more harm to the U.S. and EU than it will ever cause to Russia. Maybe, maybe, maybe this is what Obama wants, because we know the U.S. economy is just hanging by a thread. It can't be propped up any longer. It's going to crash in the near future. And when it does, who will get the blame? Wall Street and Washington, D.C., unless Obama can provoke Russia into dumping its treasuries. There'll be a crash. Oh, and it's all Russia's fault. We didn't do anything wrong in Wall Street. We didn't do anything in Washington, D.C. It was those gosh darn Ruskies. Remember, the people we have on Wall Street and Washington, D.C. are not moral, responsible people. They will never accept blame for what they've done. They're always going to look for somebody they can blame it on, somebody else's fault. And Russia makes a real good villain right now. And unless Obama is insane, and we should be invoking the 25th Amendment to get him out of office, he should have been impeached long ago, it may actually be the plan, because they can't stop an economic crash, to engineer it to look like it's Russia's doing. And that's the only thing that makes sense with this escalating sanctions war coming here from the United States of America. All righty, we're going to go to the phones here. Joseph in New York. Aloha, Joseph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. How you doing?
Well,
I'm calling in reference to Flight 370.
Yes.
I watched a show last night on the Internet in reference to a different take on the downing of 370.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time it's a little over an hour, the author is Lauren Moret.
Mm-hmm.
The website is ecologynews.com.
Okay, and what does he think? What does he think happened to Flight 370?
Think of TWA 800.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that idea has been floating around an awful lot, but again, we have the pilot taking active steps to shut down the data links and change the course of the airplane, and we know that it flew west. That is not something that you would see consistent with an accidental shoot down by the military. And they do happen. There's been about 25, 26 such cases, but it doesn't fit the available information that we have.
Well, the only thing I can say, Michael, like I said, the program is about a little over an hour.
Okay, but
you have to listen to the whole thing because it's quite a pervasive.
Well, it's not persuasive to me. Joseph, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And again, the facts that we have is the pilot turned off the transponder and other data links and turned the aircraft west. It was detected still intact and flying over the Malacca Straits. Okay, and this is completely inconsistent with an accidental shoot down by military forces as happened to TWA 800. So, again, we're seeing a lot of stuff get thrown out there to try and muddy the waters. And that's another reason to be viewing the official story with a great deal of suspicion. Okay, back to the phones. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good to hear you out there. Hey, you remember the fall of Saigon?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't there personally, but
well,
yes,
I
remember.
I know you weren't. Anyway.
Yeah, it was like 30 Marines dangling from the bottom of a Huey was an orderly withdrawal.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, the U.S. is setting itself up for the same scenario because with its blown ties with Pakistan because of its droning like that, the U.S. right now has 100% cooperation with Russia to supply and to withdraw all the troops from Afghanistan this coming next year.
Yes.
So it's like cutting your nose off to spite your face. Like that. What are they going to do when they can't evacuate everyone over there in Afghanistan?
It's going to get very awkward. They could be cut off and abandoned. And, we've seen that happen, time and time again. I think what happened was that, Kiev and the Ukraine were on the timeline for regime change, but not right now. And circumstances on the ground in Kiev, they decided to go ahead with the already existing plan for the overthrow, but it's put a real kink in the timeline because other conditions that would have favored success in Ukraine weren't present yet. And I think it's thrown the rest of the timeline in complete disarray.
Yeah, I was going to add to that, Mike. I was just thinking this alleged Taliban over there, they would have a heyday if the U.S. troops were cut off over there.
Yeah, it would be a real, real bad situation. I mean, ultimately, I would hope the U.S. would spend the resources to airlift those isolated troops out. But again, you know, getting in and getting out, we know that a lot of American military hardware isn't that good. I remember all the problems they had early on with the Ospreys, which unless the U.S. forces are around a long runway, they're going to have to be taken out with rotorcraft.
Right. So, yeah, that was my thought. I was listening to a guy from the Ukraine over there. He was actually over here now, but he was on Greg Hunter talking about the so-called escalation of tit-for-tat sanctions and stuff like that. But the U.S. is going to back itself in a corner and actually hurt their own troops over there in Afghanistan.
The U.S. is already backed into a corner in several dimensions, and all of this stuff is already hurting our troops over there. When you look at all the killed and crippled and the rest of it, they're coming back from the war zones psychologically traumatized, addicted to SSRIs. The welfare of the troops is clearly not a priority in this war
all
agenda.
All over lies. Every bit of it all over lies. Anyway, Mike, my best to you and Claire, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, getting back to the Ukraine, the new coup d'etat government in Kiev is already pulling a Cyprus on the people of Ukraine. They're going to tax savings accounts above a certain level. So they're already out. They're strip mining the country. They're privatizing the public assets. Now they're just helping themselves to the money that's in savings accounts in the banks. Same pattern we saw Cyprus, Greece. They're even starting to talk about it here in the U.S. It's all about the money junkies at the IMF and the European Central Bank just getting all the wealth. They think they should have it all. They want to go back to a world of feudalism, you know, where the nobility owns everything and you spend your lives toiling away merely to rent a little place on planet Earth here. And they're really getting close on this whole thing, but it may still yet blow up in their face. Certainly the people in Western Ukraine have got to be looking at what's going on and realizing that this newly installed coup d'etat government is not an improvement. Of course, the people of Iran saw that back in 1953 when the U.S. overthrew their elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and installed the Shah. The people of Chile learned that the hard way when the U.S. overthrew the democratically elected government of Salvador Allende and installed the dictator Pinochet. It's a repeating pattern. The U.S. has done this to 56 different countries and succeeded 25, 26 times. It's kind of hard to yet judge whether Kiev is a success or a failure to see what's going on. But the important part is the U.S. got away with this all the time because the world didn't see that's what was going on. And certainly the Americans didn't see it because the corporate media was always out there providing cover. Oh, we're bringing these people democracy. It's a humanitarian invasion. We're bringing these people democracy and freedom. And of course, it never happened. And so the people in the Ukraine just got Cyprus-ized. It's a haircut or a scalping, depending upon your point of view. And it will get worse because all of this is driven by the money junkies. And they want their paydays right now. Now, part of what the new coup d'etat government in Kiev has been doing is selling those pipelines, oil and gas pipelines going through Ukraine to Western oil companies at bargain basement prices, which is kind of easy to do because it's not their property. Those pipelines are technically the property of Gazprom, the Russian oil and gas corporation company who invested the money to build those pipelines. And so Lavrov, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, is out there saying these are not Kiev's to be giving away or selling. And that's going to cause more problems. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we knew this was going to happen, but the current contract between Russia and the former government of the Ukraine expires end of the month. And Russia had given a steep discount to the former government of Ukraine in Russia, Crimea. Obviously, those aren't Ukraine's anymore. And so Russia's already announcing that price for natural gas that is going from Russia to Ukraine is going to increase from its present $260 per 1,000 cubic meters to another $100 more, $360 to $370, and it could go up even higher. Now, the new coup d'etat government in Ukraine is insisting that the current contract with discounts be extended, and the CEO of Gazprom is saying he doesn't want a gas war with Ukraine, but if there's going to be any talks about maintaining any kind of discounts then Ukraine has to pay the current outstanding $1.8 billion bill. As Ukraine has been taking gas and not paying for it, and Russia's Gazprom has sort of been carrying a tab for them, and they want that paid. Now, Standard & Poor's is jumping on board the "get Russia" attitude. They've downgraded Russia to outlook negative. And again, that's pure politics, because Russia has strong manufacturing and they've got great agricultural exports. And it's, remember, Standard & Poor's was one of those three Wall Street rating agencies that were telling you all in 2008 those mortgage-backed security offerings were all AAA. They were 100% safe. You didn't have to worry about buying them, and pension funds could buy them and everything. And so that's Standard & Poor's. And now they're out there saying Russia's bad. Russia's bad. More outcry from German companies who are very concerned over severe financial losses in this spiraling sanctions war. Angela Merkel is out there screaming, "Yes, we will pound on Russia," and her own people in Germany saying, "No, we have some 6,000 German companies doing regular business with Russia, and we will be harmed if sanctions continue to escalate. We'll have to shut our doors. We'll have to let people go from their jobs. It's going to hurt us a lot more than it will hurt Russia." And we had that EU spokesman, I forget what his name was out there saying, "Yes, even though it causes harm to our people, it's a price worth paying." Well, I think you ought to ask the people if they think the price is worth paying. And that applies to here in the United States as well. Do you think if those of you who still have jobs lose them, or the price of your energy, food go right through the roof, is that a price you're willing to pay so that the U.S. can get into a dick-measuring contest with Russia? I don't think so. We're hanging by a thread as it is here. Same is true up in Canada. Even though Stephen Harper is out there saying, "Yes, we're going to sanction Russia and we side with the United States and Europe in thumbing our nose at Russia," Canadian companies are saying exactly the same thing. They do a lot of business with Russia. If sanctions shut that off, they will go out of business. They will close their doors. They will have to fire their workers. And how is it that all of these nations came to be ruled by people who, because of their ego and vanity and their obeisance to the private bankers, are willing to inflict this kind of harm on their own people in this, what is ultimately an argument of just whose piece of ink and paper everybody's going to use for the next century? Meanwhile, Russia has imposed a trade blockade on Ukraine. It's an unofficial border closing, but apparently trucks carrying Ukrainian goods for delivery to Russia are being turned back at the border. I can understand where Russia might be concerned that one of those trucks carried something unpleasant. Bombs, germs, chemicals. But the situation is definitely escalating. Russia censures unilateral US-EU sanctions over Crimea. Apparently at the EU summit, this is a major topic of conversation. I haven't heard if there's been any result. In fact, the early word I got out is that everybody's talking in different directions, and they're not likely to reach an agreement on this. Meanwhile, Russian lawmakers, in response to the first round of sanctions against some of Vladimir Putin's friends, have dared Obama to impose sanctions on all of them. All right, we're going to take another quick phone call. John, welcome back to the show. Did we miss something last time?
Yes, Michael. Looking at Russia and the trade between Germany and America and Canada and the various rest of the world, more than 80% of all titanium is mined in Russia.
Need titanium for those expensive weapon systems and everything, but not as much anymore. They're going with composites. But yeah, titanium is important mineral. I have a titanium watch.
Well, titanium forms with steel the casing of a jet engine, for example.
I have a titanium spork. This my spork in my office is titanium.
The other thing is, of course, is palladium.
Platinum. Also platinum.
Yes, I mean, they are the largest exporter of palladium and platinum in the world.
Well, platinum is an important metal for metals investing. Palladium has a lot of industrial applications, and that would seriously impede any companies doing business manufacturing palladium components.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd just mention that. I'll let you get on with your...
Okay, thanks an awful lot. Okay, thanks. Well, no, we're going to let you go here. I think I'm going to have a new rule on the show here, and that is that you only call in once per show in order that we have more time for people who are just calling on their first time. So that's going to be the new rule. Call in, have your say once per day. And I'm going to tell our little board op here, Sam, that if people want to call back in, just tell them they got to wait 24 hours. We got to have some rules around here. We will have order here at the What Really Happened radio show. Sweden is offering a loan package to the Ukraine. In other words, nobody's going to actually help them. All the help is, it's a loan. Please go into debt to us. That's what it's all about, enslaving the world to debt. That's what the New World Order model is all about. Now, we mentioned that France is talking about canceling a June 2011 contract to deliver two Mistral-class warships to the Russian Navy. And it's a 1.2 billion euro deal. And Russia's response is, well, yeah, if you want to cancel the ships, that's okay, but you got to give us our money back. Which certainly makes perfect sense to me. So what we're waiting to see is if France cancels the order for these two Mistral command ships. They're very impressive, by the way, at least from the outside. They may be as much junk as the American version, but that's beside the point. If France cancels the contract, they've got to send the money back to Russia. If they don't, that will be seen as yet another provocation here. All righty, let's see. Interesting article over at Global Research up in Canada. Crimea referendum, the hidden truth behind the U.S.-Russian rivalry. And there's a wonderful quote in there saying, the same countries that dropped 23,000 bombs and missiles on Yugoslavia in 1999, demanding that Kosovo be separated from Serbia and Yugoslavia, and then invaded Afghanistan in 2001 and bombed Libya in 2011, are crying about Russia's flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty by virtue of encouraging and supporting the Crimean independence referendum. And it is. I mean, the hypocrisy and double standard is on display for the world to see. Even Ben Swan is now out there talking about, did the West create the chaos in Crimea, in Ukraine? And the answer is yes. It's been documented. Canvas and USAID were in there stirring up trouble in order to overthrow the elected government of that nation and replace it with an unelected dictatorship. And we're already seeing the effects of it. The so-called free speech guy goes in and kicks out the head of the Ukrainian TV. They're taxing savings account. It's ugly stuff. All right, we got to take a break for top of the hour. We'll be right back after these few words.